98.1 KZE. NK with you. We are back with our good friend Marco Ingolia from the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse. Great to see you again, Marco.
Wonderful to see you, MK.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to see Adam and everybody. How have you been? Well,
yeah, can't complain. Excellent. We were just saying we're starting to gear up for the holiday party. Can you believe that?
Yeah, no, excited.
Yeah, and you guys are going to partner with us again?
Well, my personal second time, of course.
Excellent.
Can't wait. Yeah, absolutely.
We always do a big toy drive to benefit the center, and yes. You guys are just, yeah, you just make it so much fun and so much more meaningful.
Yeah, well, I mean, with you guys, we were really successful last year, and looking forward to doing it again for sure.
Yeah. So what's been going on at the center?
Wow, super busy summer, really busy September, and let's see, we had some big events in September as far as fundraising goes, and we met all of our goals, if not exceeded them. So
amazing.
You know, we had just to finish out August, we had a really nice first annual golf tournament in Newburgh in September. Was extremely busy, as it always is. We had a 5K, which was back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. So Beacon and also Manchester Crossing in Poughkeepsie. So our goal there was to raise $50,000. And of course, we did it.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
So I want to do that next time. I feel like we talked about it and I was probably working a wedding that weekend. But if I am ever available, I love running.
So yeah, and it's all shapes and sizes, and you don't have to. You don't have to do a full-on sprint. You don't have to be competitive.
Oh, yeah.
We have people that come that are very competitive, that are professional or amateur runners. And then, like myself, well, maybe we cheated a little bit. I brought my 9-year-old son, and we rode our bikes, which is still...
you're
still
allowed to do
that? Yeah, you can do whatever. Yeah, you can walk, you can crawl it. You don't, yeah, you don't, yeah. So, a few people didn't come because they thought that this was like a really formal, you know, the gun fires and we take time, but it's not. It's any, you know, just showing up, showing your support. You don't have to run at all either.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of jumped right in because I feel like Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse, people can kind of get the impression of what you guys do. Mm-hmm. But if anybody is hearing this conversation and they've never heard you on the radio with us before, can you give us a brief overview of what you guys do?
Yeah. I mean, our mission statement is to, you know, prevent and child abuse in the Hudson Valley and Dutchess County. But so we have a child advocacy center. There are child advocacy centers scattered throughout New York, scattered throughout New York State. So there, you know, if a child is in crisis or they're referred to us and they need immediate medical attention or to be looked at by a social worker or law enforcement, right, et cetera, they come directly to us. We're one of the few centers in the area that can provide these comprehensive services to them. And then aside from our child advocacy center, we have an assortment of prevention programs. We have a parenting program that helps new and current parents learn, you know, just hone their skills in parenting, you know, never hurts. And then we get into 45 plus schools in Dutchess County and in the Hudson Valley and help the faculty and, of course, help children, you know, K-8, see the signs, you know the signs of... you know,
like if that, a friend is struggling at home.
Of course, how to report, how to find the appropriate adult to report to, and just really how to keep themselves safe in a language that they can understand. So we're really proud of that. We reach 15,000 kids per year there, not counting the 600 children that come through our advocacy center. So we are expanding. You know, I do some reports quarterly, and we're just... you know, our footprint continues to grow every couple months and every year, and really excited to be working with a team that has that mission in mind, and we're going to keep growing, and that just means we can help more people.
Don't worry, it happens all the time. Just jumped. I'm chatting with Marco Ingolia from the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse. And, you know, it's such amazing work that you guys do. And I'm delighted to hear that, you know, your fundraising goals have been so successful. Is it ever hard for your team? I mean, these are heavy things that you're dealing with. And obviously the work you do is very hopeful, but I imagine you also see some really hard things.
Yeah. Sure. There's those days for sure where getting very close to the actual cases themselves can be difficult for anybody. We're all human beings too. And, you know, our job is to be a rock for the people that we support. So, you know, when we come to work, we know that we have a responsibility, not just to ourselves, but to the people that rely on us. But yeah, we're all human, and there's, you know, we allow for some, you know, some debriefing and some, you know, personal time if needed. But occasionally, you know, MK, even myself, I'll see, look at a case closely, and it's, you know, a couple, you know, it takes a while to wrap your head around, and how is this possible, and all those thoughts of, yeah, there's certain people in the world that, you know, are not doing the right thing, and to learn about it is tough, but that's our job, so you all don't have to worry about that, and we'll take care of that, and we'll tell you how you can help us.
Yeah, that's really amazing, and I believe the website is thecpca.org. Did I get that?
Yeah, www.thecpca.org, yes. Awesome.
So you guys have some fundraisers coming up.
Yeah.
Tell me about Paws and Pores for Prevention. Is that Dogs and Beer?
Well, that one just happened.
Oh, that's
let me see. Yeah, I'll circle back, and I'll bring it to the future
ones. I missed
the
Dogs and Beer one, of course.
And I want to shout out to Jackie Monfort and Jay McLaughlin and Company. It's a very fine clothing outlet store in Millbrook, and they've been a big partner of ours and a big friend of ours. So they also had a fundraiser for us in September that did well. So if you're in the area, please don't hesitate to stop by. They're great people, great family, and they support a great cause, and we're very close to them too. So that wrapped up September, which was our busiest, and as you know, Rachel's busiest month, all of our staff's busiest month. And then, let me back up again to the SIP. So this one was called the Paws and Pores for Prevention.
Yeah.
This was hosted by Nick and Megan Spaccarelli, really a prominent veterinarian family in our area. They actually provide services and medical upkeep to our therapy dog, Peace,
nice.
Our famous therapy dog. Yeah. So
when is Peace coming to visit KZE?
Bring him next time.
Bring
you
him
know,
next time.
There might be some legal loop. I'm supposed to be certified, and that's like a week or two course.
Okay.
So I have to get sent somewhere and make sure that I know how to handle the dog. So I don't know.
So you don't mess up his training.
Yeah, I think I might have to bring Jessica or Kate to bring him along. I don't know. He does. We are friends. People that know that he likes me.
He'll tell you.
Yes. Yeah, so great. You know, a huge thank you to Nick and Megan Spaccarelli, and that was our final event for September. And then, yeah, of course, this month we have the Giving Tuesday right after Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, it's not just the CPCA thing; it's national, global time to give back. And there's a match, but yes, you can go right to the website for that. That one's more complicated for me to talk about, but Rachel and company can dig deeply into that. Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of folks are familiar with the concept of Giving Tuesday, and it is great if you are, you know, somebody who likes to participate in, you know, giving back around the holiday season. The CPCA is such a great organization to give to, because you guys really, you know, like you just explained, you have so many programs that you're putting directly into action. It's not just kind of this nebulous, like, we're hoping to save children. It's like, no, you have actual programs and you have plans and you're taking action. It's really
exactly
great.
You're well said. We have a plan, you know. It's not vague. It's very mission driven, and we have specific goals that we would like to meet, and yeah, we'd like to share that with everybody.
Yeah. And then just had an expansion. You just opened a new family room. Is that right?
Well, we had the family room, and we did some really significant renovations to it, you know, government and state funded. So, you know, the model of a CAC, typically you look to be a little bit nondescript and lightening up, you know, a place that's more residential feeling, a place that's comfortable for families and children to come in. And we weren't exactly that. I mean, we had the hard cement floors. I kind of seemed like an aging hospital. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, we met with our funders, our state and government funders, and we're able to really flip the place upside down and put in some beautiful carpeting, beautiful you know, color appropriate schemes. And
what color scheme you go with?
Well, we've got like an egg yellow, I think it is, like that. So, and a nice blue carpet.
So it's similar to this color scheme in the KZE studio.
Yeah. We don't have the wood trim yet. Mm. I would love to add the wood trim, but we do have, there was some fox. Is that the right word? Fox?
Faux?
Faux?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Close enough.
Fox. I've been saying fox for 45 years.
It's one of those words you never heard out loud. Oh my God, I have those all the time. I said reneg earlier, and I'm still not convinced it's not reneg.
I think it's reneg.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
In any sense, you know, it's really just adding warmth, comfort, soundproofing the rooms, making it really child-friendly.
Yeah.
The family rooms now look more like bedrooms or living rooms, what have you. We've got a really nice kind of state-of-the-art gaming table in one of the rooms. So really proud of that. And right now we're working on the other side of the renovations for a building. So it's really, you know, if you've been in there, you know, if you were in there a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it's going to look a whole lot different. And it's very, you know, very pleasant and aesthetically pleasing. And of course, therapeutically has a lot of value for the family and children. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse in Poughkeepsie, thecpca.org. If, you know, I always like to kind of include this when we chat. If anybody out there, you know, is listening and is like, man, I would really like to get in touch with the CPCA for any reason. What's the best way for someone to reach out?
Yeah, the website. And there's, the website is the very best one. And I think you can find all our profile and email addresses on our website, too. You can find mine, Rachel's, marketing, all of our program people. You can learn more about us right on the website. And, of course, follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We're very active there. And I think we just opened up a little account on TikTok where we're doing some fun stuff. You might see that.
Wow, you guys are delving into TikTok.
Yeah, we are.
Good for you.
Delve right into this new tech movement. That's
I'm scared of it.
Yeah, me too. But we've got some really smart people in house that know what they're doing, and that's really exciting too. And back to the our renovations. It was perfect timing. We were able to celebrate Senator Rollison, so we were able to name one of our family rooms that gets a lot of traffic. Like I said, 600 children come through the building, so we were able to celebrate him and his wife, Lori, wonderful people, big advocates for families and children at the state level, whether it's, you know, domestic or child abuse itself. They've been there for many, many years. The senator has, you know, done a lot of work before getting involved in politics, just as a police officer in the local area. So we're really happy to be able to honor him. And we had some dignitaries there, you know, County Executive Sue Serino, Assemblyman B-Pan, Mike Brody from the DA's office. So it was a really nice gathering and showing, and we're really grateful to have their support. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else we should talk about while you're here?
Well, you can name the next topic.
I think we did a good job. I think we covered all the important
bases. I think so, too. Yeah. No, stay tuned. And I think we have another newsletter coming out in the next month or two. And yeah, don't hesitate to reach out if anybody wants to learn more about what we do. And I thank all your listeners for listening to me rant on. And I appreciate everybody's support and your time, too.
Oh, of course. And we're looking forward to the KZE holiday party. We're going to, of course, be partnering with the CPCA again to do a toy drive and bring some joy to some kids.
Awesome. My favorite. Christmas time is my favorite, of course.
I'm a fan myself.
Go wrong there.
It might be my favorite season. It might be.
Yeah.
I know I kind of come across as like a spooky Halloween girl, and I am, but I think I'm also a
Do you prefer the Thanksgiving meal or the holiday, the traditional Christmas holiday?
I'm going to say Christmas. I like the gathering, and like I like the gift exchange, and yeah. I genuinely do enjoy giving even more than I enjoy receiving, only because I can't eat that much.
Right.
I get full really quickly, and then I'm sitting there, and you know, everybody's like, get more turkey, and I'm like, I can't. So,
right. Well, there's more candy and cookies than Christmas, so that's the way
I
go.
Yeah,
that's where I go.
Yeah, that's also a perk. Well, we'll see you there. Maybe we'll talk to you before then, too.
Yes, you will.
And thanks so much for
coming
in.
Thanks for having me. Thanks so much.
For the CPCA, here's Sly and the Family Stone Family Affair.